I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 11 a.m. First on our agenda, Councilman Redigal, would you mind rendering a prayer for us this morning, sir?
Aitatsi, tatu wakanda, wakanda ijinki. Awa wikse de, dani da wahoi, wakanda, wakanda ijinki de, hawituko mi. Meopai, moon, Father. Deko se hala wakanda, wakanda ijinki de, wajadi de, okishtama de, wajaji. Dadi kana kumbra de, wajaji de. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Thank you for the moisture and the rain that you bestow upon mankind, Father. Bless the meeting today for the betterment of our people, Father, betterment of our shareholders, betterment of our members, Father, betterment of all the OC's people, Father. Bless our families today, our children, Father, and bless those that are bereaved just this hour, those that are in need, Father. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. Ya gashana, wakanda, wakanda ijinki de, ekipse de, waywina. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Roll call.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman King?
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Big Horse?
Here. We have a quorum. Next on our agenda would be approval of minutes.
Chairman?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to approve the minutes from November 7th as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed, hearing none, motion passes. Next on our agenda would be confirmation of Mr. Alan Brown to the CDFI Board. And Mr. Brown was planning on being here, and that was prior to us knowing that we were not going to have session today. He has a dental appointment at 11 o'clock, and so if it's okay with the committee, I would like to speak on his behalf. Okay, I've known the Brown family for about 50 years. I knew Alan and a couple of his cousins. I worked for one of them as a roustabout. At that time, Alan was into drilling. He had a couple of drilling rigs, and he had a pulling unit, and their whole family has just been very successful in the oil and gas field. And he met Miss Carla Core, and they were married, and he has lived up here ever since. He is a very non-biased person, and I think a lot of him. Whenever I have questions on something dealing with oil or gas, I usually give him a call because he's so familiar in that realm. And he does understand business. He's been in a number of business ventures of his own. And he was He was excited when he found out that he was nominated to be on the CDFI board. So with that, I guess I'll open it up for questions. I don't know if I can answer them, but I will try my best.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I don't have any questions. We received his packet and all his information. I don't actually have any questions. I'm glad to see that we have somebody with experience joining our board. And so I'm not familiar with the gentleman, but just based off the information received, it seems to be fine.
Chair.
Congressman Keene. Oh, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I've known Alan for quite some time, and a solid person, very knowledgeable about, you know, he's going into CDFI. So he was, I believe, vice president at the Blue Sky Bank for a period of time, loan officer, just the general knowledge of how banks work and what they do. But just as a person, Mr. Brown, he's a stand-up guy, Christian man, good family. And so just wanted to say those remarks about him. And I think we're blessed and lucky to have a man like Mr. Brown. That's all I have, Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Any movement? Congressman Keene.
Well, I was going to do the movement, but if Congresswoman Whitehorn wants to say something, go ahead.
All I was going to say is I've read through his application, and I trust you guys' judgment. I don't know Mr. Brown, but he seems like a highly qualified professional for this position. So I'm in agreement with it.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Keene.
Yeah, Chair Bighorse, I make a motion that Mr. Alan Brown is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, I will notify Mr. Brown that he has been sent to Congress. Next on our agenda would be item number 6, which is ONCA 2501, an act to amend the liquor control ordinance to increase the tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Chair. So this bill is put before you because we needed to do some cleanup in the language of the our bill. Now, I just want to tell you this. The original bill had a couple of misspellings. And in this legislation, this was to be sent to the Federal Register for publish. And it was, a letter was sent to Chief Standing Bear from our superintendent, Mr. Trumbly, asking that we fix the first sentence in 20 ONCA 1-105A. And also 20 ONCA 1-105E. And so that's why we're here to discuss this, Chair. And the legislation in front of you does fix those two issues. And I had provided the letter to the clerk from the superintendent so that Congress was aware of why we were doing so. So that's what this bill is here is for cleanup, Chair.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Did we need anybody to speak on that?
I have Ms. Morgan from the AG's office. She's here with us. If anybody had any questions on the content or intent of the actual body of the legislation, she was working on that with the commission at the time. But she's here if anybody has any questions.
Okay, thank you, committee. Any questions? Seeing none, look for movement.
Chair, I'll make a motion that we send ONCA 25-01 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Next on the agenda would be ONCA 2521. An act to define pore space and to clearly establish that it is legally a part of the mineral estate or interest and is a step in to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairman Bighorse. I appreciate it. This is a legislation was drafted off of a resolution of the Osage Minerals Council. We've put it into our proper form. Some changes have been made from their original request, but nothing so drastic as to change it from the original request of what they wanted to do was to define what the pore space was here in our mineral estate, give it a definition, and to say in Osage law that everything that's subsurface is a part of our mineral estate, be it pore space, oil, gas, other minerals. And I believe that's what this legislation does. Like I've said, worked in collaboration with the Minerals Council, the executive branch, our attorney general, the attorneys that are attached to all of our bodies have worked on this. Trey did a fine job of drafting up what was requested of him, and I appreciate it. The only thing that we have are a couple of amendments that were requested. The first one that's marked number one is just one word to put to make it say Osage Nation Government in line 42. And I support that. That was a suggestion made to me, and I support that. The second amendment comes from, and I'm not asserting any one of those yet because I want to talk with Mr. Gill and get his opinion on it, is asserting the chief standing bearer, and this is on section 2E in the legislation. Chief standing bearer thought it necessary that we put in the word oil, gas, and other minerals at some place. We didn't exactly discuss where in E of section 2. I put it in the most logical place that I think it should go. Mr. Gill and I have not had an opportunity to talk about that. So in a minute, I would like his response to that. Also, Chairman, we have the chair of Osage Minerals Council here, and he has been watching this actively, and if it would please the committee or the chair, I'd like for him to say a few words, if he would like to, about what we're doing here on the behalf of the minerals estate for the shareholders.
Yes, ma'am. Councilman Redigal, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I would. I just became chairman of the Mineral Council a couple of months ago, and this has been an ongoing situation since last year, actually. And you know, we're the guardians of the mineral estate, and we want to keep it intact. You know, we're fighting different people on different scales, and not to mention the carbon people like the Capture Point, and the state of Oklahoma as well. You know. And as well as other lawsuits we're up against. And this is very important because the Osage Nation can establish a law that would declare this pore space. Everything below the ground belongs to the Osage Nation. You know, I think it's very important. And the pore space, as you know, some people may not know exactly what it is. I asked Bill Lynn what it is, and it's just everything underground that inside the rocks, you know, close to the rocks. That's probably the simplest definition I can give, right? And that comes from him, because he's our geologist, you know. But the language that was put into the bill is fine with me, you know. And It was agreed upon by our lawyer, our attorney, and I think in the long run, in the projected future, I think that people will take notice, and as well as and mostly the producers, also oil producers that want to get into this. We've been invited by several different companies to get involved with this, but we didn't have no standing on it at that particular time. So that's why we made a resolution to we own the sports base, but it has to go through the Osage Nation too. You know, so that's where we are, and it's very important bill. And I think President Trump, the incoming President Trump, will make a difference next year. You know, when that time comes, it'll probably be February or March before anything happens. But that's just my thoughts. But thank you all very much for your cooperation, your work, and I've seen a little bit of it in the last several weeks, and I'm very in my admirable to you, and it's very commendable for what you all do. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Committee, are there any questions? If not, Congressman King.
Yeah, thanks, Chairman Red Eagle, for being here. So I got a question. How is this different than carbon capture? I mean, does this play into that, or could someone just enlighten me on the technical aspect of this? Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
That's a good question, Congressman King. They go hand in hand together. What's proposed when companies are talking about carbon capture sequestration, what they want to do is they want to inject carbon dioxide into our ground. And they say what it does is it occupies the pore space. So they're going to squirt it into the ground, into our minerals estate, into those spaces that is considered pore space, where oil, gas, other minerals, rock, don't occupy. Currently, we have a history of using our pore space here at the Osage mineral estate by our producers have injected produced waters into that pore space. So we have an established use and ownership, and they have had to come to our, they do have to ask our Minerals Council in order to be able to do that. So I believe we have established use there. Of course, none of this has come to the point of a lawsuit. What I would like to say to kind of springboard off of what Chairman Red Eagle said is there are people that are wanting to use it, and they aren't acknowledging us as the owners or that it is part of our pore space. So what I think it's important for the Osage Nation, and I believe Chief Standing Bear does too, I'm not going to speak for him, but this is what I think from our conversations, that he believes that also that it's important for us as a nation to establish a law what we say it is. And the reason I didn't feel like this could wait until a regular session is because I do have conversations with the Minerals Council, and I believe that they're going to go up and they're going to talk to elected federal representatives, and they need something that says this is what the Osage Nation says about our pore space. And to me, this legislation is it. It's very simple, defines it, and says, by golly, we own it, and our Minerals Council has the authority to lease it because it's ours. And it's just, it's that simple. So you can't really separate the pore space and CCS, which is carbon capture sequestration. They all go together, and they are facing our nation. People are wanting to do that. And I'll just go ahead and give you my opinion. I believe in a concentration like they're doing, that CO2 is a toxic waste, that they say it's bad for our environment. When they concentrate it and put it into the ground, it's something that we need to pay attention to because it's our lands. We live here. This is our home. So we need to start looking at it in a serious way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. And Congresswoman Whitehorn is correct. We have done this in the past. This is not something that's new. but it is new for a company to come into our reservation and start asking landowners to lease their land for this purpose. And that to me is totally wrong. So I appreciate your comments and Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. And so since I've served as a member of Congress and anytime it relates to our Minerals Council, it's been the best practice, I believe, that we receive a resolution from that body that they're in agreement. And I just wanted to say that the Minerals Council did pass a resolution number 5184 on looks like October 4th of this year, and that there were 7 in favor, 0 opposed, and 1 was absent. And so I just wanted to let those listening know that we do take that serious when we work in conjunction with the Minerals Council. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Congresswoman.
Well, if there's no more questions, I'd like to go ahead and assert these amendments. Well, I'm going to do Amendment 1, and I would like to hear from Mr. Gill if he has a better way to amend or better language for that amendment. And I'm sorry I didn't get with you, but it's been a crazy weekend. So, but I will assert the First Amendment unless there's any more discussion. I move to amend ONCA 2521 at line 42 after nation, insert government.
I'll second for discussion.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Open for discussion.
Yes, thank you, Chair, if I may. Sponsor, I was wondering, you say that these changes have come from other folks that have been reviewing the legislation's development.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could speak to more where these amendments have been, who they've been offered from.
I can, yes. I'm not going to, on the first one, this was offered from a shareholder that read it. I'm not going to go ahead and mention their name in public, but it was a shareholder, and I get their thoughts on this because I think the same way when I read the Constitution. To me, the people of the Osage Nation, us all sitting here, not in our elected capacity, we are the Osage Nation. And then I think the sitting here in our elected capacity, we're the Osage Nation government. I think there is a difference, and the Osage Nation government, we pass the laws, we enforce the laws, and so I believe that that's what that person was looking at. They wanted it to be crisp, that the Osage Nation government is who's looking at this. So I agree with it, just didn't put it in there myself.
Congressman McKean?
Just legally speaking, I think it's a distinction without a difference. Like nation, government, I mean, I don't know. That's just me. I'd like to hear my other committee members' thoughts. Okay. Or even Council Gill.
Mr. Gill.
I have no problem with the amendment. It doesn't really change. It's substantially, it doesn't make any real difference, so.
I would agree, but I don't think that it hurts anything to say Osage Nation government there. I don't think it harms a thing or changes a thing. So I support the amendment. It was asked to be made, and I'm going to honor those requests of constituents and of other elected officials. If I can possibly do something that makes people feel good about our laws, that's what kind of legislator I am. So I don't have a problem with it.
Congresswoman Revolt?
Yes, thank you. So for clarity, Trey, then if it doesn't matter either way, then is it necessary that we insert it?
Mr. Chairman? No, it's not necessary. It's a preference. It's simply preference.
Committee?
I'm ready to vote on it. I mean, she's already made the motion. It's been seconded, right? So that I'm ready to vote on it. If you guys don't want to put it in, I'm okay with it. I agree. It's not a substantive change. It was a request made, and I honor when people are looking. When we have Osage people that look at what we do, and they ask us to do something, as a legislator, I'm talking just for myself, I'm going to do what I can to listen to the people who elected me and put me here in this seat. So that's why I did it.
Okay, a motion's been made. It's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed? Hearing none, the amendment will pass. Is there a second amendment, Congresswoman?
Yes, so there is. Can we? Can I ask to hear from Mr. Gill about the second amendment? And it will be at line, let me get my computer back up. It'll be at line 54, which is in section, section 2E. And this was one, you did ask Congresswoman Rivard, this was one that Chief Standing Bear and I discussed, and he wanted me to put the words oil, gas, minerals, oil, gas, and other minerals back into that section or into that section. So I wish you'd put that back. But I'm just going to tell you a funny caveat. When we were drafting this legislation, because of the way the American rule and the, I guess it's the English, is it the English rule, try, or British rule, English rule goes, he asked me when I drafted if I could try to leave out oil, gas, and other minerals as much as possible and just talk about the subsurface stratum. And that's what I did, but then he asked me to put it back in at section 2E. So I'm complying with that. So Trey, do you have a better place?
Council Gill?
I think it can go on line 54. There are two ofs in that line, so I was a little confused as to where exactly we want to put it in. But I think if we strike the first reference to mineral estate and then add that language, the oil, gas, and other minerals, it would read, within the solid material of the earth is an attribute of the oil, gas, and other minerals as part of the Osage mineral estate. I'm not sure if that's accomplishing what he wants, but that's... Otherwise, it just reads, is an attribute of the oil, gas, and other minerals, mineral estate, as part of the Osage mineral estate. So it would be, it would make sense.
Right. I like what you did. Do you mind writing that down for me so I can assert that amendment, please? So I move to amend ONCA 2521 at line 54 after of strike. Is that what you want me to say? For strike mineral estate and insert the oil, gas, and other minerals, comma.
Second. A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, amendment will pass. Next, Congresswoman.
I don't have anything else unless there's any more questions about this. I'm good with it as it is.
Committee?
Chair, I have a question.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Thank you. Our AG's on the line, Mr. Patterson. And Mr. Patterson, as you're following along, and I believe in speaking with the sponsor, I think a lot of folks have been involved with reviewing this legislation on both the mineral side, which would be Mr. Raleigh, and then on our executive side, I think, you know, it sounds like you've been working with Chief Standing Bear and Mr. Mullen. And what I was just wondering,
just to hear any comment maybe from our AG with regard to the legislation and that you're hearing the amendments to it. I just want to make sure that everybody involved with looking at our big picture litigation and that we're looking at this larger view, and I want to make sure that Mr. Patterson, our AG, is following along and if he has any comments at this time.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Attorney General Patterson?
Yes. Yeah, I've been following along, and I'd like to thank Congress for bringing this. It's an urgent issue, and it's already here, but I haven't taken a deep dive to form an opinion on whether this does what we want it to do, but I don't see any errors looking at it. I'm a little confused of where it's going to be in the code, but that's, you know, something that we figured out between legislative council. But just based on the reading of it, I don't see any issues with it.
Thank you, sir. Committee? You have questions for Mr. Patterson? Seeing none, we have movement.
I move to report ONCA 2521 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed, hearing none, motion passes. That brings us down to number 8, which is adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, guests.